So the Silver Streaks are coming into this game 1-4, and as Coach Massey said on the pregame show, kind of unexpected because Galesburg had high hopes for this team, even though they're very young. They only have one senior starter, only two seniors on the team, and one senior starter in Haley Kelso. But Casey Williams is a three-year starter, and some of the sophomores saw action last season. Our officials for tonight's game, Dave Frackleton of Peoria, Gary Tissue of Milan, and Mark Gerlach of Sherrard. Let's go down to Bill Allison for the announcement of our starting lineups.
They already did it?
Oh,
they already
okay.
did the starting
lineups. All right, let me give you the starting lineups. It's going to be Chastity Schroyer at one guard for Freeport. She is a 5'8 junior. Ashley Simmons will be at the other guard, a 5'6 senior. The other third guard is Mariah Katzenberger. Katzenberger, a 5'10 junior. One forward is Fiona Neary, a 5'10 senior. And the other forward, Sierra Best, a 5'8 junior. For the Streaks, Kaylin Boydston will be at a guard. She is a 5'5 sophomore. Casey Williams at the other guard, a 5'8 junior. Haley Kelso will be at a forward, a 5'4 senior. Sabrina Clay, a 5'9 junior, will be at a guard. And Shaylee Florine, a 6'1 sophomore, will be the center. It'll be Shaylee Florine at center court. She'll jump against Mariah Katzenberger of Freeport. Freeport in the black uniforms with the white numerals, and the Streaks in their home white uniforms as the opening tip is won by Galesburg. Casey Williams in the front court. Now got it to Kelso, who got it down on the baseline to Clay. Clay tried to get it back out to Kelso. Tipped away, but Kelso gets it back. Takes the running jumper, and it's good, and she's going to be fouled on the play.
Well, right there we saw an example of what we've kind of talked about, Jim, and that's Haley had a bad angle to try to do the interior feed to Sabrina Clay, and she threw it right into the defense. Fortunately for the Streaks, after the steal by the Pretzels, the Streaks, Haley Kelso was able to steal it right back. She misses the free throw there, though.
Chastity Schroyer called for the foul, her first team foul. Schroyer brings it back now for Freeport, moving left to right, takes the three-point shot, no good. The rebound comes out, gets bounced around. It's going to be picked up by Sierra Best. Best got it back out to Ashley Simmons, who's on the right side. She'll drive the baseline all the way to the basket, puts it up and through.
Ashley Simmons.
Back on the attack now comes Galesburg. Casey Williams drives the paint. She's going to be bumped into by Sierra Best, who will commit her first personal, second team foul. And it'll be Galesburg ball underneath their own basket. We're just underway, 2-2. It's Galesburg against Freeport tonight from John Thiel Gym. Boydston throws it in, gets it to Kelso, who takes the jump shot inside the three-point line, no good. The rebound pulled down by Fiona Neary, and we're going to get a holding call called against the Streaks here.
Yeah, and this is kind of what we saw in the first few games, Jim. Actually, every game but the Springfield game, a lot of early fouls.
They're going to call it against Sabrina Clay, I believe, her first. That's going to be the first team foul on the Streaks. Back on the attack comes Schroyer now to Simmons. Simmons goes in the right corner. Got the ball down there to Katzenberger, their leading scorer. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds, and Dave Frackleton says it'll be Freeport ball.
Yeah, it looked like Shaylee got her hands on it. She did a nice job denying the pass into the post.
That foul was on Boydston, not on Clay. So now the ball's going to be turned over as Freeport had trouble on the inbounds pass, and it's picked up by Casey Williams. Williams back on the attack right to left, which is east to west for the Streaks. Williams still on the dribble outside the three-point line, right wing. Bounce pass to Shaylee Florine between the rings. She threw a lazy pass to Kelso, and Kelso was bumped by Schroyer going for the pass. Her second foul, third team foul against Freeport.
Yeah, Schroyer just was adamant about getting that steal there and just bowled over Kaylin Florine. Kaylin Boydston, excuse me.
Alexis McCabe will come into the lineup for Freeport. And going out for the Pretzels will be Schroyer. Now Williams inside to Florine. She's going to get bumped inside by Sierra Best. And Best just committed her second foul and the fourth team foul against Freeport. Well, it's Freeport fouling tonight, Eric.
Yeah, and Coach Jones not happy. He's shaking his head out there because this is going to be the second player he's got already in this game. We're not even 2 minutes underway and already two players for the Pretzels each have two fouls. And, you know, we've seen two sides of Shaylee Florine in the early going. We've seen one game where she really lit it up from the free throw line and also a couple games where she struggled. She's 0 for 1 there and the second one's off as well.
53% shooter. She had made 14 of 26, make it 14 of 28 as she missed them both. Back comes Katzenberger now for Freeport. 2-2 our score, 6:27 to go first quarter. Simmons now on the dribble against Boydston left side. Got a pick, drove the foul line, got it inside to Best, who puts it up, no good. The rebound pulled down by Florine, but it's going to go off her out of bounds. and it'll be Freeport's ball underneath the Lady Pretzel's own basket.
Yeah, good job right there by the Streaks to force the bad shot, but unfortunately, it was a good shot by Best, but Shaley wasn't able to corral the rebound.
Simmons now has it on the left side to Neary. Neary with the ball up over her head, now to Simmons. Simmons will dribble, gets a bounce pass into Best, puts it up in the lane, no good. Rebound Shaley Florine for the Streaks. Florine now the outlet pass to Boydston. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Caitlin Boydston now on the left side dribble. Gets it back out to Clay. Now right side Casey Williams. Williams holds the ball. Now to Kelso. Wide open three-pointer. Top of the key. No good. Rebound to Boydston into Florine. She'll put it up. No. It was partially blocked inside by Best. Picked up now by Alexis McCabe. And she brings it out against Boydston on the dribble. McCabe all the way down. Pull-up jumper right side. No good. Rebound Florine for the Streaks. Looks for the outlet pass to Boydston. And Caitlin Boydston now the half-court pass ahead to Kelso. She tried to go inside to Clay. It was kicked out of bounds by Fiona Neary of Freeport.
Who put that last shot up? I missed it.
For us?
For them.
Short-term memory is not too good.
Was it Best?
I think so.
All right.
Yes, it was. Raina Gully's in for the Streaks, the freshman. She got it to Kelso. Kelso takes the shot, no good. The rebound underneath fought for, saved inbounds by Sammy Thompson, who's come into the game. Clay picks it up, back to Sammy. Sammy drives inside, tried to get it up against Best, couldn't do it. The ball comes out to Gully in front of the scorer's table. She saves it, and now comes back to near side to Lexi Daniels. Lexi now drives the foul line, gets the pass inside, but it was tipped away by Freeport and picked up by Fiona Neary. Neary out to Simmons. Simmons all the way down. She'll drive the basket, puts it up no good, and we'll get a whistle and a foul inside.
Yeah, the Streaks have got to cut off the double dribble penetration there by Ashley Simmons. She was able to essentially bring it coast to coast. Nobody really slowed her down, and then she gets the shot off. Although she missed it, she did pick up the foul on Lexi Daniels.
Second team foul. Simmons at the line will shoot two, and the first is around and through. She has all of Freeport's points. She's a 6'5'6 senior. She's a member of the 4x100 relay team at Freeport, and they were sixth in the state the last 2 years. So Ashley Simmons, a good athlete. She'll have one more free throw here, and she eyes it. Here it is. She missed it. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, but they say it went off Freeport. It'll be Galesburg's ball. So the Streaks have Sammy Thompson, Raina Gully, Shaylee Florine, along with Casey Williams and Lexi Daniels on the court.
Now,
a substitution here.
Yeah, Freeport's lucky they didn't get called for a technical there. There seemed to be some confusion on whether Simmons was coming out or not. They had six people on the floor, but Streaks hadn't inbounded it yet.
Simmons went out. Valen Holman comes in. Now a bad pass. It's going to be stolen by Katzenberger. All the way down, she'll put it up and through. Mariah Katzenberger's first basket. She's their leading scorer, and it's 5-2 Freeport. Back come the Streets, offensively challenged. Right side Gully into Sammy Thompson. She'll have the layup, puts it up and through.
Good job by Sammy right there, and that's what we want to see some more of from her. Her being a little more aggressive, taking it to the hole.
Alexis McCabe to Katzenberger. She dribbles between two players. Got it down and shot up by Neary. No good. We'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Looked like a good block there by Shaley. I wonder if this foul's going against her. No, it's going to go against Casey Williams.
That's the first on Casey. Third team foul on the Streaks. It'll send Fiona Neary, a 5'10 senior, to the line to shoot two. And the first is short. No good. We'll get a substitution now. Sabrina Clay will come back in along with Kaylin Boydston. Sammy Thompson along with Raina Gully and Lexi Daniels will go out. Haley Kelso also back in. One more free throw for Fiona Neary, and she makes this one. Makes it 6-4 in favor of Freeport. Back comes Clay now, right side. Out to Florine, near side to Boydston. In the lane, Clay wide open. Left-handed layup up and through.
Well, good execution the offense there by the Streaks. They worked it around the outside of the perimeter, and then they were able to get a cross screen to get Sabrina Clay wide open under the basket.
Six all our store now. Stolen by Boydston, and we'll get a travel called against Fiona Neary. Boydston was able to tie up. It was Holman she tied up. And we're going to get a timeout called here by Freeport. It's a 30-second timeout with 3:53 to go first quarter. It's Galesburg 6 and Freeport 6, and the streaks look good on that last play to Clay.
Well, unfortunately, that's the only offensive possession that they've looked real sharp on. They have had a couple where they've kind of looked lost, and unfortunately, for the streaks, they haven't been able to really work that ball inside yet, and I think that's going to be one of the keys to their success in this game, is they really got to get Shaylee and Sabrina going.
Well, they looked good on the when Sammy got the basket. That was good.
That's true. Yeah, they did have that bucket as well.
So it'll be triggered in by Casey Williams. 6-6 our score after the Freeport 30-second timeout. Boydston now dribbles down. Here's Kelso with the three-pointer. No. The rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds by Alexis McCabe of Freeport. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath the streak zone basket. Boydston, Clay, Florine, Williams, and Kelso on the court for Galesburg. Triggered inbounds. Now right to Clay underneath, up and through.
Great inbounds pass right there. Great inbounds play underneath the basket. The streaks ran a series of picks, and Sabrina came late, wide open to the near weak side of the basket.
Here's Katzenberger. Got it out to Fiona Neary, who puts it up no good. Gets her own rebound right back up and through.
Can't do that. Can't give up the extra opportunities.
Now stolen on the press, and the shot up no good by Katzenberger, and we'll get a whistle and a foul here, I think, on Shaylee.
Four turnovers now on the Silver Streaks. Nope, it's going to go against Boydston. Her second.
That'll be the fourth team foul. It's going to send 5'10 junior Mariah Katzenberg to the line to shoot two. First is on the way and good. She's averaging 15 points a game for Coach Cedric Jones's Freeport Lady Pretzels. She had 18 against Dunlap. Second one is missed after she made the first. Rebound Florine for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Boydston now on the dribble. Goes to the left-handed dribble over the timeline. Holds up left wing. Now to Clay, top of the key. Right side Williams. She'll drive the basket. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound Clay. And we're going to get a jump ball here. Gary Tissue calls the early held ball.
I thought Sabrina Clay got the rebound there. She just went in and ripped it out of the hands, I believe it, of Neary. And unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, they call the jump ball.
3 minutes, 9 seconds to go first quarter. Now we're going to travel in the backcourt against Alexis McCabe as the Streaks had the backcourt pressure on. And Galesburg's going to get the ball underneath their own home basket here on the west side of the gym. Raina Gully will throw it in for the Streaks. She's come back in the game into Sabrina Clay right corner. Bounce pass Florine in the paint. Puts it up no good, and she's going to be fouled by Sierra Best. And if Best, that's her third foul.
I think it's going to go against McCabe. Yep, on the backside. McCabe grabbed the arm of Shaylee. So that'll only be the first on McCabe as opposed to the third on Best.
We mentioned before, Florine, 53% free throw shooter coming in. She makes the first. She's 1-for-3 tonight. She's made 14 of 29 on the season. 9-9 as Florine ties it up. Shaylee with one more for Galesburg. Here it is, and it's good. 10-9, Silver Streaks with the lead. 3:03 to go. Now stolen away by Clay on the inbounds pass, but stolen back by Fiona Neary of Freeport. She gets it out to McCabe. McCabe comes on the attack. Gets it to Katzenberger. Katzenberger on the dribble outside. Wanted the shot. Instead goes into Best. Best intimidated by Florine. Back out to Katzenberger. Takes the jumper in the lane. No good. Rebound Shaylee Florine for the Streaks. Outlet pass Raina Gully. Here comes Galesburg. They want to run to Williams. Williams in the front court. Drives the paint. Now gets it back out to Gully. And Gully now will set the play. She goes right down the lane.
Oh!
To the basket. Puts it up and throws.
Look at the freshman. She sees the C's part in the middle of the lane, and she uses a boost of speed, but is able to penetrate all the way to the front of the rim and put it in.
12-9 Galesburg. Full court pressure, but they beat it. Freeport underneath. Here's a shot up and through by Fiona Neary. She has 5 points. 12-11 now in favor of Galesburg. Back comes Raina Gully with 2:05 to go first quarter. The Streaks with a one-point lead. Right side Clay. Back up top now to Florine. Shaylee outside for Galesburg. Hands it off to Raina Gully. Gully now guarded by Holman. It's Jalen Holman. Not Valen, Jalen. Right side now to Gully. Give and go inside to Clay, and she puts it up and through. Sabrina Clay with 6 first quarter points, and it's 14-11 Silver Streaks. Back on the attack comes Freeport. McCabe all the way with a running jumper, no good. Rebound Florine in the lane. We'll get a held ball here, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Best, along with Florine, coming down with it that time, and the ball will go to Galesburg.
Well, good job there by Florine. She was very aggressive going to get that basketball. She could have just let the ball go, but she was able to get her hands on it and tie it up.
Raina Gully now on the right side dribble outside the three-point line. Bounce pass now to Kelso. She tried to get a bounce pass down to Florine, but it hit Shea Lee's foot and went out of bounds. It'll be Freeport's ball.
I actually think it hit her hand, and what happened was Bess was pressuring from behind, and Shea Lee was falling forward and wasn't able to get both hands on the basketball.
Katzenberger for Freeport now. Gets it in the lane to Alexis McCabe. Right side, the jumper by Neary is going to be good. Fiona Neary with 7 first-quarter points, 14-13 streaks by 1. Minute 10 to go, first quarter. Raina Gully, left-handed dribble, sees the opening again, drives inside, tried to get it to Kelso, but it was tipped out of bounds by Freeport's Fiona Neary. It'll be given to the Streaks underneath Galesburg's basket.
On the other side of things, the Streaks have got to do a better job on weak side defense. They're letting Neary get way too many open looks.
Here's Kelso with the three-pointer, right wing, no good. Rebound, Florine, right back up, yes! Shaylee Florine with 3, 16-13 Silver Streaks, under a minute to go, first quarter. Back comes Katzenberger now for the Lady Pretzels. She'll drive all the way to the baseline against Clay. Now gets it back up top to Valen Holman. Holman left side. Now to Katzenberger. Inside now to Neary. Neary tried to get it up against Shaylee Florine. The ball was on the floor. Nobody had it. Now it's going to be picked up by Gully, and Gully will be fouled by Alexis McCabe in the backcourt.
Well, they definitely missed the travel there on Neary. She was in the post against Shaylee, and she was just running all over her place and no call.
Shaylee's going to get a breather on the bench. She goes out.
Casey went out, too, and she's holding her left ankle. I can't tell if she has an ankle injury or if her shoe came off.
Sammy Thompson and Lexi Daniels in for the Streaks. Sammy has it left side on the dribble. She's double-teamed here on the near side. Tried to get a cross-court pass. It was intercepted by Katzenberger. Mariah Katzenberger all the way down. Left-handed layup. Missed it. The rebound underneath. Raina Gully. Gully brings it out herself. Oh, is she quick. Over the 10-second line. Now goes center court to Kelso. Near side now to Lexi. Lexi Daniels with a three-point shot. No good. The rebound controlled by Freeport's Katzenberger. She'll bring it out quickly with 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Back up top, here's the three-point shot. Neary at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. With a score, it's Galesburg 16, Freeport 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
It's time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Pratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. A checkup will ensure that your policy still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Pratty, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick a Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
Freeport's ball to start the second quarter. They inbound it into the front court. Now the ball, Sierra Best picks it up on the right side. She's triple teamed. Got the ball back out to Jalen Holman. Holman now to Simmons, who's back in the game. Driving the paint is Katzenberger and Holman puts it up and through. Nice move as she went right between two streaks. It's 16-15 now. Galesburg leads it by one. They led 16-13 at the quarter. Here's a pass to Florine. She goes inside, puts it up and through, and she's fouled.
Another tough move right there by Shaylee. She was able to absorb the contact and put the ball up and in. 18-15 streak. 7:31 left to go in the first half.
That one is on Sierra Best, her third, seventh team foul. 7 points in the game for Shaylee Florine, the sophomore center for the streak. She misses the free throw. And it's 18-15 streaks as back on the attack comes Mariah Katzenberger for the Freeport Lady Pretzels.
Foul.
And we're
going to
get a foul called here and the elbow thrown out by Katzenberger.
No, she did the forearm shiver on Raina Gully. She just put the forearm right into her, pushed her back. That was kind of surprising she did that blatantly.
Her first eighth team foul. 18-15, Galesburg now with a chance to go up by 5 or 6. Near side, Raina Gully, give and go inside to Clay, and Clay puts it up and through, and she's going to be fouled. Wow.
20-15 on that basket by Sabrina Clay, and she's a perfect 4-for-4 from the field. This will be her first trip to the free throw line in the game.
Jalen Holman picks up the foul, her first, 19 foul. Sabrina Clay, a 64% free throw shooter on the year. She's 9-for-14, and she misses this one. Boy, they have trouble from the line, the Galesburg Streaks do. Back on the attack now comes Katzenberger. 20-15, Galesburg with its biggest lead of the game at 5 points. 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Right side now, Ashley Simmons. Simmons comes back, drives the foul line, shovels it off left side to Holman. Holman now drove the baseline. Back up top now to Katzenberger. Katzenberger on the dribble against Lexi Daniels. She threw it right side to Simmons, who saves it inbounds, but Gully picks it up. Back come the Streaks. Gully all the way down, will put it up, no good. Rebound though, Florine, right back up and through.
What a job right there by Raina Gully. She got the steal because instead of going right to it, she's going to get another steal, and this time she's going to the free throw line. But on that last steal, instead of chasing the ball towards the end line, she waited back to see where the throw back in towards inbounds was going to be, and she just went and got it.
Foul's going to be called against Holman, her second. That's a 10th team foul as Raina Gully goes to the line for the Streaks, and she makes the first free throw. Gully, the best free throw shooter on the team, 83% coming in tonight. She has 3 points in the game, two straight steals for Raina. She's a 5'5 freshman, gives Galesburg an 8-point lead at 23-15. Raina eyes it. Here's the second one on the way. She missed it. The rebound, Sierra Best now for Freeport. Outlet pass, Mariah Katzenberger. Katzenberger back on the attack left to right. On the right side, she got the ball down to Cassidy Lessman, who's in the game. Lessman now hands it off to Holman. There's a shot up, no good. The rebound in the lane is going to be pulled down by Shaylee Florina of the Streaks. Outlet pass, Raina Gully. Here comes Galesburg now. Lexi Daniels right side for Galesburg. Looking inside. Bounce pass tried to get it to Clay, but it was kicked by Sierra Best of Freeport. The ball rolls harmlessly out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath the Streaks' home basket.
Well, I don't really think that was a kick. I mean, we'll take it, but you're supposed to actively try to kick the ball. That rule often gets misinterpreted.
Lexi Daniels now on the right side. Took two dribbles out to Casey Williams. Williams now drives out between the rings. Now gets the ball to Raina Gully. Gully sets the play up. Gets a pick from Clay right side. Drives inside of the basket.
No!
Charging foul.
Wow.
Raina Gully.
They're going to get Raina on that, and I thought Raina had great body control right there. It's going to be picked up by Morgan Geyser, but the unfortunate thing for the Silver Streaks is that Raina put that ball in the basket.
Massey barks a little bit at Mark Gerlach of Sherrard, who called the foul on Raina Gully. Her first 15 foul in the Streaks. Back comes Katzenberger for Freeport left to right. Dribbles out beyond the three-point line, now drives the foul line. Hands the ball off to Sierra Best, that's not Sierra Best, that's Geyser who's into the game. Morgan Geyser. Geyser got it back out now to Lessman. Lessman has it between the rings to Katzenberger. Katzenberger will reset. The Streaks up by 8. She'll take the three-pointer. Good.
Wow.
Mariah Katzenberger has 6. She hits the three-pointer, 23-18. Freeport down by 5. Net back on the near side, Casey
yep.
Williams, and we'll get a foul here on Lessman.
Well, and Lessman knew it right when it happened because she tried to put both hands on Casey to check her and then realized you can't do that. Put her hand straight up in the air, but it was too late. The official had already seen it.
Cassidy Lessman, a 5'8 junior, her first 11th team foul. Casey Williams, a 33% free throw shooter, goes to the line and scores her first point of the game. As the free throw is good, it's 24-18. Don't forget, we'll have high school boys basketball coming up for you tonight. It's Galesburg and Peoria Notre Dame. Immediately following this one, Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will be here. The Galesburg boys won earlier this morning over Rantoul, 82-66. Williams misses the second one. The rebound controlled underneath by Sierra Best, who has come back into the game now, into the front court. This is Alexis McCabe. She got it off to Schroyer, who's back in. Now the ball tipped away as they tried to go inside and picked up by Sabrina Clay. Back on the Streaks. Inside to Florine. Florine's going to be tied up by Sierra Best. We'll get a held ball here. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession with 5:02 to go. Second quarter, and the Streaks up by 6. Raina Gully now set to throw it in for Galesburg underneath their home basket. Now that she gets it to Daniels, who had trouble with the ball. Tipped away, but picked up by Casey Williams. Williams now will drive all the way to the hoop. Puts his shot up, no good. It was an air ball. Pulled out of the air by Katzenberger. Katzenberger back on the attack. She'll drive all the way to the basket, puts it up and through.
Wow, that was a great move there by Katzenberger. Able to navigate through two defenders and get that one up and in.
She's their leading scorer. You can see why there. Back comes Gully now. She loses it. Picks it back up on the baseline. Got it out to Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Now Casey Williams will take the three, top of the key. Good!
Casey had all day to eye that one up. Got a good look at it. Knocked it down. 27-20, streaks with the lead.
Williams has 4 points. Back on the attack now comes Freeport. Alexis McCabe right side to Katzenberger. Bounce pass inside to Sierra Best. She got the ball off underneath to Geyser. And Morgan Geyser puts it up and through. She's a 5'5 senior. Back comes Galesburg now. 27-22, streaks by five. Florine has it between the circles with 4 minutes to go second quarter. To Clay. Now the give and go inside to Florine. She'll put it up right baseline, in and out, no good. Gets her own rebound, right back up, no, but she's going to be fouled on the play.
Shaley does a great job of following her own shot right there. She missed the first one, just barely off, was able to fight for the rebound and get it and take it back up and in. That's going to be the fourth on Best.
Sierra Best fourth. Shaley Florine at the line. She'll shoot two here, and she missed it. Her form looks so good, Eric, but boy, she just kind of flung that thing.
Yeah, that one, her form didn't look good. She looked very like she was out on her tiptoes. She had no fluidity to her shot.
Second one on the way, and she missed them both.
That one at least looked better.
Rebound controlled by Sierra Best, 27-22 in favor of the Streaks. Back comes Lesman now, up top Schroyer. She'll drive the paint, puts it up and through. Chastity Schroyer, the 5'8 junior, gets the basket. It's back to a three-point game as Freeport will not go away.
Streaks need to get this inside to Shaley. Best has four fouls.
Back now to Shaley. They go right into her. She misses it. The rebound controlled by Haley Kelso, and we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called here against Freeport.
Yeah, and Shaley was understandably extremely frustrated with herself right there. She had a wide open look at it, just put it too hard. It was almost as if she tried to anticipate the contact from Best on the backside, and now Best is going to come out for Neary.
Kelso, a 33% free throw shooter on the year, makes it. Madison Ross is into the game for Galesburg. Kaylin Boydston, Haley Kelso, as Kelso misses the second one. The rebound comes right back to her, though. Kelso has the ball taken away from her in the lane. We'll get a held ball as she was tied up by Cassidy Lessman. And this time it'll be Freeport's ball in the alternating possession. It's Boydston, Kelso, Williams, Ross, and Florine for the Streaks. Comes in the backcourt to Alexis McCabe. McCabe on the attack left to right. Got it ahead now to Morgan Geyser. Back up to Schroyer. She'll take the three-pointer. Good. Chastity Schroyer, top of the key. She has 5, 28-27. Back comes Ross. She's going to be bumped now underneath, going up for the layup, and she will shoot two.
Yeah, foul on Morgan Geyser, her first, team's well over 10th.
14.
Wow. And Madison Ross, a nice job. And Madison did exactly what you have to do right there if you're Madison. You don't get a lot of playing time. You got to make sure you get that ball to the rim regardless.
Madison Ross at the line. She missed it. 28-27. Silver Streaks by one. 3 minutes, 11 seconds left here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Casey Williams out. Lexi Daniels in. Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, Madison Ross, Kaylin Boydston, and Haley Kelso. She missed them both.
Those were her first two free throws of the season.
Right. Rebound controlled by Freeport. Back comes Alexis McCabe. She'll hold up now at the foul line. Backs back out on the dribble. Gives it over to Cassidy Lessman. Lessman now got it over to Schroyer. She drove inside. Got the ball down to Fiona Neary. Back out now to Lessman. Lessman double-teamed, and we'll get a whistle and a timeout called by Freeport. This will be a full timeout with 2:49 to go second quarter. Galesburg 28 and Freeport 27. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home. but not miserable when you get the bill.
The Silver Streaks girls basketball team returns to the court tomorrow night when they host Freeport. Join us for Hall of Fame inductions, followed by the girls game with Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson at 5:30 tomorrow here on WGIL.
28-27, Silver Streaks with a one-point lead, 2:49 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen the Streaks turn it up at times. We've seen some good offensive possessions now. But I'll tell you, the one thing that they need to do a better job of right now is that weak side defense. Way too many points being scored by Freeport by reversing the ball around quickly and finding the open player on the for short jumpers.
It'll be Freeport's ball after their full timeout. They'll throw it in underneath their own basket. Cassidy Lessman right into Schroyer, who had the layup.
Oh, this is a terrible call.
We'll get a foul here.
Terrible
call. I think they're
going to
call against Kelso.
No, they're calling the charge on Schroyer. And that's a terrible call because Schroyer had already put the shot up, was falling down. Haley was so far down. If the high school will ever adopt that half circle that they have in college and the pros, Haley would have been well towards the bottom of that half circle, but the Streaks will take it.
Third on Schroyer, so Galesburg has it back with a one-point lead. Kelso will take the three at top of the key. No, it's short. Rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay. Out now to Kaylin Boydston. Boydston now dribbles between the rings, guarded by McCabe. She got the ball over to Boydston, but we'll get a whistle here and a foul call.
This is what you would call a makeup call, Jim. They're going to call Madison Ross with the foul. Actually, they're calling Sabrina, and she wasn't even in the play. He's got the wrong number, and that's what Coach Massey's saying right now. It was 5-0, not 4-0. It should be Madison Ross with the illegal screen.
They got it right, right?
No. The scoreboard has it on 5-0. But Coach Massey still seemed a little upset. I don't know. Maybe he was mad just at the actual call.
Okay, back comes Freeport. They trail by one, 28-27. Left side, Fiona Neary now. Neary, double team. Got it on the baseline to Lessman, who puts the jumper up no good. It's going to go off of Lexi Daniels. No, they say it went off of Freeport, as Lexi Daniels was there with two Lady Pretzels. And so Galesburg will have it back. We'll get some substitutions here. Raina Gully back in. Casey Williams in. As Kaylin Boydston and Lexi Daniels will go out. So the Streaks have Casey Williams, Raina Gully, Haley Kelso, Shaylee Florine, and Sabrina Clay on the court. Back on the attack, right to left comes Raina Gully. Bounce pass up top now to Florine. Right side to Raina. Raina looking. Now back out to Kelso. Alley-oop pass to Florine. She'll put it up underneath. Good.
Great pass that time by Kelso. A much better interior feed than what we've seen throughout the game. She kept that one high. The only person that could get to the ball was Shaylee, and Shaylee was able to just turn around and put it in. Now the steal by Kelso.
Ahead now to Williams on the fast break. She'll put it up and through. Casey Williams now with 6 points in the ball game, makes it 32-27, Streaks by five. Back comes McCabe all the way down court. Now pops it out to Lessman. Top of the key to Simmons. Simmons on the right side dribble. She's double-teamed by Gully and by Williams. Instead comes back up top to Lessman. She'll take the three-pointer off the glass and through.
She banked that one in.
Cassidy Lessman has three. 32-30. Freeport refusing to go away. Back comes Raina Gully now for the Streaks. Gully has it right side. She's going to take the jump shot. No. The rebound, no. Clay. Apparently stepped on the baseline. Looked like she was off of it from here, but the official, Mark Gerlach of Sherrard, says no. So now going out will be Cassidy Lessman. Coming in will be Mariah Katzenberger. Katzenberger, the inbounds pass. They'll get pressure in the backcourt from Clay. Now she'll drop off, and Katzenberger comes over the center court line on the dribble. Gets it down now to Geyser. Geyser had it tipped away as she tried to go cross court. And now the ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Freeport's ball in front of the Galesburg bench on the east side of the court, the front court for the Lady Pretzels.
Yeah, goalie looked like she slapped that one away in a sense of self-preservation as that ball was coming right for her face.
Comes into McCabe now. She's going to have it stolen by Casey Williams of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks now, right to left. Here's Casey up court, right side. Now got it to Kelso. She had the bounce pass inside to Clay. Picked up off the floor by Florine. Now put back up by Clay, and Clay puts it up and through. 10 points for Sabrina.
Yeah, a little pass off the backboard almost from Shaylee to Sabrina.
Now Shaylee Florine with a block. Look, she got her with a body, no whistle. Back comes Galesburg again as Florine comes down with a rebound to Kelso. Into Clay. Clay back up again, no good. The rebound this time is going to be pulled down by Ashley Simmons. Simmons will bring it back out now for Freeport, left to right with 17 seconds to go second quarter. Streaks up by four. Alley-oop pass down to the baseline as they get it down to Alexis McCabe. Tipped away by Florine. It'll be Freeport's ball under the Lady Pretzels basket.
Well, a good job right there by Shaylee to knock that one away. But 12 seconds left here. The Streaks have got to come away with a defensive stop.
Here's a three-pointer bingo by Fiona Neary. Neary has 10 points, makes it 34-33. 3 seconds to go. Now Kelso will fling it at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg 34, Freeport 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The biggest weekend of the holiday shopping season is here. And this year, Yem is asking the question, why save hundreds when you could save thousands? For the first time ever, Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC are capitalizing on Black Friday shopping with holiday discount pricing on every Chevy, Buick, and GMC on the lot, which means the price you see is the lowest price guaranteed. Shop Yem's Black Friday sales event, and you'll save over $3,200 off a 2013 Chevy Equinox, over $2,600 off a 2014 Chevy Cruze. Holiday discount price to just over $17,800 or 2013 Chevy Malibu. Buy for $20,906 and save over $4,000. Or check out the 2013 Chevy Traverse. Markdown over $4,500. Black Friday deals are about to be more than just getting a brand new TV, especially when you can save thousands with holiday discount pricing on the brand new Chevy, Buick, and GMC of your dreams. Shop the Black Friday sales event today through Monday only at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
There's a lot to buying a house besides the purchasing process. Protecting your home and your possessions is very important. Cratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will explain your coverages to you and make sure they provide the peace of mind you desire. We can also review your current policy to make sure you're not paying too much. So to review your policy or get a home insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me, Mark Cratty, today at Cratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. At the half, 34-33 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Freeport, they're led in scoring by Fiona Neary, who has 10 points, including that three-pointer there in the second quarter. 8 points for Mariah Katzenberger. 5 points in the game for Chastity Schroyer, their point guard. 3 points in the first half for Cassidy Lessman, who hit a three-point field goal. 3 points for Ashley Simmons. 2 points for Jalen Holman, and 2 points for Morgan Geiser. Sierra Best did not score. She's in trouble with 4 fouls. 3 fouls for Schroyer, 2 for McCabe, 2 for Holman, and 2 for Cassidy Lessman. For the Streaks, they are led in scoring by Shaylee Florine, 11 points in the first half. She had some problems at the free throw line, though. She was 2 for 7 from the free throw line, but she has 11 points in the first half. Sabrina Clay with a nice first half with 10 points. 6 points for Casey Williams, including a three-pointer. 3 points for Haley Kelso. Raina Gully has 3, including a nifty drive down the lane. The Silver Streaks only have 1 player with 2 fouls, and that's Caitlin Boydson. They only committed 16 fouls, while Freeport had 15 team fouls in the first half. It was 16-13 Silver Streaks at the end of the first quarter. Galesburg was outscored 20-18 in the second quarter. The Streaks still lead it, though, 34-33 at the half. A reminder, We have high school boys basketball coming up for you on WGIL immediately following our game as the Silver Streaks will meet Peoria Notre Dame. Jim Lee and Brad Benowitz will be bringing that one. The Streak boys won earlier today, beating Rantoul 82-66. Are you ready?
I am.
You look ready.
I am ready. Well, the team stats for the Streaks, not very promising. 12 turnovers for Freeport, but the Streaks have turned it over 10 times. So they at least have the advantage there. You'd like to see a little bit bigger of an advantage. You'd like to see the Streaks under 10 turnovers for the half. Rebounding, though, the Streaks do have the edge in rebounding, 22-8. They have a significant rebounding edge in offensive rebounds, 11-3. But as we look through the stats, you'll see why this game is as tight as it is. Freeport, 9 of 19 from inside the arc, but they're 4 of 6 from distance, and that's a real troubling number. I think that the Freeport Pretzels are going to continue at that rate, but the fact that they have seen 4 of them go in, that doesn't bode well for the rest of the game. And Freeport, 3 of 6 from the free throw stripe. Streaks, on the other hand, 13 of 23 from inside the arc, obviously making a lot of hay there, but 1 of 8 from downtown. You would hope that if they continue to be that cold, as we've seen game in, game out, them being very cold from the three-point arc, they'll be able to find a way to work the ball inside a little bit more. But the biggest troubling number at this point has to be the 5 of 16 from the free throw line. Streaks have got to shoot the free throws better. You hit even half of those 11 that you missed, that's another 5 or 6, and all of a sudden your lead is much more substantial than the one we sit at. Now, rebounding numbers, Florine already to a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds. So that's good for a half of work for her. Leading the Streaks in blocks is also Florine with 2 steals. Casey Williams and Haley Kelso and Raina Goley all have 2 apiece there. On the other side of things, Freeport's led in rebounding by Fiona Neary. She has 9 or 8 rebounds to go with her 10 points.
We'll take a break and come back at the half. Galesburg 34. Freeport 33, you're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My name is Sue Chase, and I'm on the board of directors of the Fish Food Pantry, where I also volunteer, and that's how I live united. Fish is an emergency food pantry to supply food for people who are in great need. We are open from 10 to 3, 5 days a week, all year round, for Knox County. And our numbers are climbing this year. The funds that we receive from United Way every year are a very big help to us. Because we're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff, 95% of the money that is donated to us is spent for food. We can buy food from the food bank in Moline for 19 cents a pound. I think that's kind of a gem that people should know about when they're giving to United Way.
Your donation to United Way can make sure that no family in Knox County goes hungry. Learn more at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 28 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy, lows down around 30. Monday, cloudy throughout the day, highs of 42, overnight lows of 36. Tuesday, cloudy throughout the day as well with highs of 44 and overnight lows of 35. Finally, Wednesday, cloudy with a chance of rain moving in throughout the day, highs up around 50, overnight lows of 38. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 37. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present. Choose 2 numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick a Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg. Don't forget boys basketball coming up, Peoria Notre Dame, and the Silver Streak boys immediately following this game. We will not have a post-game show tonight. Our post-game interview with Coach Massey, usually brought to you by McDonald's, I'm loving it. And our final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods. We will have those, but we'll be talking to Coach Massey, and then we'll have that interview for you. We'll have cuts on that interview for you tomorrow morning and then on Monday morning on WGIL. Well, what do you think? Streaks need to do what here? What's the key?
The first key is cutting down on the weak side offense for Freeport. Streaks have got to be smarter and quicker in their defensive rotations. We've seen too many times where you've had to call a double or triple team on one player, and what happens is Freeport reverses out of it and gets an easy shot. And the other thing is just hitting your free throws. Streaks have gotten to the free throw line. That hasn't been an issue, but going 5 of 16, that's unacceptable, and especially when the other team, you've limited the other team to just 6 free throw attempts. You know, that's 10 points that you have that have had an opportunity for that the other team has not.
So the two teams ready to come back out onto the court. Freeport dressed in their black uniforms, the white numerals. The Silver Streaks dressed in the white uniforms with silver streaks across the chest. Freeport has Freeport in white letters across the chest of their uniforms. It'll be Casey Williams throwing the ball in to start the second half. Galesburg's going to be moving from left to right here, and Freeport from right to left. It comes into Kaylin Boydston, Galesburg's original starting five, now to Florine. Florine got it to Casey Williams on the left side. Gets a pick from Florine. Casey will take the 15-foot jumper at the foul line. Good.
That's a good shot for Casey to get hooked on right there.
Now stolen away by Clay. She got it to Boydston, who puts it up and through.
That was actually Haley Kelso.
I'm sorry, to Kelso, and Kelso puts it through.
So two quick buckets for the Streaks, and they put the lead up to 5 now.
It'll be triggered inbounds now by Freeport. Against the full court pressure of the Streaks, Katzenberger now on the near side to Schroyer. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Shaylee Florine couldn't hold on to it. Picked up underneath now by Geiser. Now here's the three-pointer again by Christian Schroyer. And the rebound, Casey Williams for Galesburg. Williams holds up in the backcourt, now to Kelso, to Boydston. Boydston now comes on the attack. Now gets it to Florine, left side Casey Williams. Williams again drives that foul line left. Now inside to Florine. Florine left-handed layup, good.
They are not going to be able to stop that. If they can get a center post from Shaylee Florine in the middle of the lane, they are not going to be able to stop it.
Back comes Freeport now. Geiser in the lane is going to put it up no good, and she's going to be fouled on the play.
Yeah, they're going to get Shaylee for the foul, and this is kind of what we've talked about before. Shaylee's got to learn that you can't swat down at the basketball. What happens is more times than not, even if you don't make contact, they're going to call that foul. Shaylee's more intimidating just by standing straight up and down. She could have affected Geiser just by making Geiser shoot over the top of her.
Geiser's in there for Sierra Best, who is on the bench with 4 fouls, as Morgan Geiser, the 5'5 senior, misses the first one. She'll have one more. 40-33, the Streaks by 7, their biggest lead of the game. Second one on the way, and this one's good. 40-34, 7:16 to go third quarter. Kaylin Boydston now loses the ball. Looked like it bounced off her foot. It was picked up by Ashley Simmons, and then Boydston's going to foul her. That'll be her third foul, the second team foul against the Streaks.
Well, not a bad foul other than it was her third foul. By Kaylin, because what she did was she prevented them from having a fast break basket.
Now Boydston will tip it away in the backcourt on the inbounds pass, but it goes out of bounds off Kaylin Boydston of Galesburg. So Freeport's going to try it again. It'll be triggered inbounds by Mariah Katzenberger, the 5'10 junior who's their leading scorer. Katzenberger comes in the backcourt now to Ashley Simmons. Simmons on the attack right to left against Boydston now on the dribble right side. Boydston stays with her. She still dribbles. Now on the far right side, here's Schroyer. Bounce pass to Katzenberger, who takes the jumper good.
She's a nice-looking player.
That's Neary, I'm sorry. Fiona Neary with the basket. She has 12. On the right side, now they get the ball to Sabrina Clay. Back out to Florine. Now here's the alley-oop pass into Shaylee again. She'll put it up no good. Rebound Clay, though. Took it right away. Out to Williams. He'll take the three. No. The rebound's going to be pulled down by Chastity Schroyer. Outlet pass now to Simmons. Back comes Freeport. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds into the Freeport bench, right into the hands of Coach Cedric Jones. It'll be Freeport's ball as Raina Gully in. Kaylin Boydston out for the streak.
Well, I think Coach Jones is going to tell exactly what I'm about to say, which is that Sabrina Clay made a very obvious over-the-back rebound there, and there was no call and a huge block by Sabrina Clay.
Going to the basket was Katzenberger. And Clay was able to knock it on her hands just as she was able to shovel it up to the basket underneath. It'll be Freeport's ball. Bounce pass in on the right side to Ashley Simmons. Now out to Neary. Back out to Simmons. Simmons drives the paint, looking. Now we'll pop it back out to Katzenberger. She'll drive the lane. Puts it up over Clay. No good. The rebound picked up by Kelso. Now to Gully. Here comes Galesburg. Raina Gully all the way down court. She'll put the layup up and through.
If she can use her speed effectively, she's going to be a great player for the Streaks.
Now we have a player, what, shaking up?
I don't know. I didn't see what happened, but
Fiona Neary's
on the sideline. Looks like she's crying.
There's no crying in basketball, is there?
Oh, she got poked in the eye. It looks like
she's all right. She's not crying. It's just, get poked in the eye.
Right. Eyes are watering.
Tearing up. Yes. Eyes are watering. That's what I'm looking for. 42-36 Streaks. Full court pressure by Galesburg, tipped away by Kelso, and they're going to call a foul on Kelso on the tip.
It was a good play by Haley, but the problem was that when she went for the tip, she stabilized herself by putting her hand on the shoulder of the ball, the person who the pass was intended for. So once she got that right hand on there, that's where the foul came in.
Her first third-team foul. It'll be Freeport's ball, trailing by six. Into the front court now to Simmons. She's top of the key. Left side Schroyer will take the three-pointer. No good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. Gully will let it go out, and the Streaks will have it, and they'll come back on the attack left to right, which is west to east here at John Field Gym. So Florine will throw it into Raina Gully. It's Florine Gully, Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, and Sabrina Clay. Gully now gets it to Florine, left side now to Casey. Williams will drive the foul line, fake the shot, out to Sabrina, alley-oop now to Shaylee, and Shaylee's going to be fouled, it looks like, by Geyser.
Geyser, what else can I do? I was straight up in the air, she bumped into me, and you called the foul on me.
Second on her, first team foul on Freeport in the second half. Comes in now to Kelso. She'll take the three-pointer left wing short. The rebound, Clay, right back up. No. The rebound, Clay, again, right back up. Yeah.
Sabrina just patted her stats right there.
12 points for Clay. 44-36 Streaks. 5:19 to go, third quarter. Now we're going to get an offensive foul. The elbow thrown by Katzenberger. As the pressure was on her, she was double-teamed under her own basket. Her second team foul.
Ryan Katzenberger.
So the Streaks are going to get it. Galesburg underneath their own basket. It'll be triggered in by Raina Gully. Bounce pass comes in now to Sammy Thompson, who's come into the game. Now back up top to Gully with 5:10 to go, third quarter. They got it over to Sammy. She couldn't control the pass. It goes through her hands. It'll be Freeport's ball.
Yeah, Sammy, unfortunately, just a little sloppy trying to catch it. Tried to catch it with one hand, and it just went through her hand and out of bounds.
Katzenberger to Ashley Simmons as Freeport comes on the attack right to left. Simmons now, the pass right side to Katzenberger. Mariah Katzenberger against Clay. Still on the dribble. Spins. Now will take the jump shot. No good. Rebound tipped up. No. Still fought for. Pulled down by Sammy Thompson. Pulled down by Lexi Daniels,
yeah, Lexi
and
we'll
get a held ball, and it's going to be Freeport's ball on the alternating possession.
Yeah, and I think there was a little bit of an arm grab there, and it went without being called.
Katzenberger will throw it in. Ready to throw it in. Got it in on the right side to Ashley Simmons. Simmons back out now to Chastity Schroyer. She drives the paint, ball tipped away and picked up by Clay of Galesburg. Back on the attack come the Streaks now, left to right. Gully right side. Here's Lexi Daniels with the ball outside the three-point line. Back out to Raina Gully. The freshman gets a pick now from Clay. Perfect bounce pass, and Sabrina Clay will put it up and through.
Well, a great job by Sabrina losing her defender, and she goes right down the lane. She uses her speed to get ahead, and she was able to finish.
Back comes Mariah Katzenberger now for Freeport. Bounce pass underneath the Geyser, who puts it up and through. Morgan Geyser now has five. 46-38, Streaks by eight. Back comes Gully now. We'll get a timeout by Massey, a 30-second timeout. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Galesburg 46 and Freeport 38.
Yeah, the Streaks doing a good job now of kind of dictating the tempo, if you will. Unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, it seems like every time they kind of go on a run like this, that Freeport's been able to come right back. So with 4:10 left to go here in the third quarter, let's see how the Streaks finish off this quarter if they're able to successfully push this lead up a little bit further.
You know, Raina Gully's gotten better every game we've seen her. That bounce pass she threw to Clay on that last play when Galesburg got that last basket was just beautiful.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Earlier in the season, we would have seen that ball in the air, and it would have been tipped away, or it would have been mishandled, and just an excellent job right there.
This team has some potential. That's what I keep telling my neighbors when they ask me. They say, oh, it's too bad the team's not better. I say, watch, this team's going to be all right, I think, by the end of the year. Raina Gully has it after the Galesburg timeout. Streaks in the front court. Casey Williams will drive inside, puts a shot up, no good. The rebound pulled down by Fiona Neary, but she was pushed, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here. And this one's going to go against the Streaks. I think they're going to get Sabrina Clay for this foul. That's her first, coming with 3:54 to go third quarter, fourth team foul. Now tipped away by Sabrina Clay on the inbounds pass. And we'll get a whistle here as the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be
a streak ball.
Is it a streak ball?
He pointed Streaks' way.
I don't think so.
Yeah, look at him.
Yes, he is. It's Galesburg's ball. So Dave Frackleton of Peoria says Galesburg's ball, and Raina Gully will toss it in for the Streaks underneath Galesburg's basket. Comes in now to Haley Kelso. She's tied up. We'll get a held ball here as Ashley Simmons tied up Kelso, but it'll still be Galesburg's ball, this time on the alternating possession. Streaks up by 8, 46-38, 3:51 to go third quarter. Here's Raina Gully now. Inbounds to Sabrina Clay. Back up top now to Haley Kelso. Kelso between the circles. She looks. Bounce pass now to Sammy Thompson. Now to Raina Gully. Gully's going to take the jump shot. No good. The rebound controlled by Chastity Schroyer. Outlet pass now to Ashley Simmons as Freeport comes on the attack right to left. Simmons on the front court dribble. Drives the top of the key. Now near side Schroyer. Schroyer now outside the three-point line. Drives the foul line and will get a push called here against Lexi Daniels of Galesburg. That'll be her second 15 foul on the Streaks. We'll get substitutions. Shaylee Florine, Casey Williams, and Kaylin Boydston in. Raina Gully, Sammy Thompson, and Lexi Daniels out for the Streaks. It'll be triggered in bounds by Jalen Holman, who's back in. Now Simmons will drive the lane, puts a shot up off the glass and through.
Simmons has some nice little speed. Unfortunately for them, it doesn't seem like she's really harnessed her game yet.
She has 5 points, and now to Clay. Clay was bumped, tried to get it back out to Williams, but Williams couldn't control the pass. Massey wanted a foul inside as Clay was pushed, but no call. It'll come inbounds now in the backcourt to Ashley Simmons. With 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter, Streaks up by 6, 46-40. Simmons dribbling against Boydston, gets away, drives the foul line. Schroyer will take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound pulled down by Casey Williams. Good rebound for Casey, took it away from two Lady Pretzels. Ahead now to Kelso, down to Clay. Clay will put it up, but she's going to be fouled inside by Fiona Neary.
Good job by the Streaks pushing that ball ahead, and they kept the ball high. There was no unnecessary dribbling. They looked up. Once each player got the ball, they looked up the court, and finally Haley with the good find of finding Sabrina wide open underneath the basket.
Fiona Neary's first. Going to be the fifth team foul against Freeport. Sabrina Clay will go to the free throw line. Now Dave Frackleton wants to talk with Mark Gerlach. Clay was the one who was fouled. No doubt about that. We're going to shoot two. I think we knew that. Now Frackleton is going to go over and say something to Cedric Jones, the Freeport coach. What's this about? Anyway, Clay's going to shoot her first free throw of the game, and she hits it. She has 15 points tonight to lead Galesburg scorers. One more for Sabrina Clay, the 5'9 junior. It's on the way, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Morgan Geiser. Outlet pass now to Simmons, and back comes Freeport right to left with 2:40 to go third quarter. Streaks up by 7. Back up top now to Holman. Holman to Simmons. Simmons has it up top. Now drives right side. Got it off to Neary, who puts it up, but she's going to be fouled.
Yeah, again, Shaylee trying to stay in front of her. Unfortunately, let her hand kind of drift down, and that's where the foul's going to be called on.
They're going to call it on Kelso.
Really? Wow.
Her second. sixth team foul. They'll send Morgan Geiser, who's 1-for-2 from the line tonight. She has 5 points of the game. She'll shoot two here. First one's on the way, and it's good.
Fiona Deary at the line.
Second one for Geiser, the 5'5 senior. Here it is, and it's good.
Those were Neary, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Neary shooting the free throws. As Neary makes them both, she has 14 on the drive to the hoop. Put up by Williams, no good. The rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay, and she's going to put it up and through, and she's going to be fouled.
So Sabrina, active as we've seen her pretty much the whole season, continuing it here, giving the Streaks a 9-point lead and maybe more.
Here it is, and she makes it. So Sabrina Clay with a 3-point lead makes it 50-42, Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Freeport. We'll get a foul coming into the front court. We'll have the 1-and-1 here as the foul is going to be against Galesburg's Kaylin Boydston. That's her fourth, the Streak's seventh. We'll get a substitution. Raina Gully in, Boydston out for Galesburg. Ashley Simmons is going to go to the line with the 1-and bonus. So Galesburg has Florine, Clay, Gully, Williams, and Kelso. Here's the free throw. She missed it. Rebound comes back out to Raina Gully of Galesburg. She brings it up, left-handed dribble. Shovels off to Kelso. Alley-oop to Clay. Clay will put it up. No. The rebound controlled underneath and pulled out of there by Ashley Simmons. She brings it back up for Freeport. The Pretzels trail by 8 with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Now into Neary. Neary had trouble with it, almost traveled, but got it back out to Simmons. Simmons works against Gully up top. Streaks man-to-man defensively. Bounce pass now to Schroyer. Chastity Schroyer, left side dribble. That's her favorite spot for the three-pointer. Puts it up no good, but Geiser pulled it out of the air. Schroyer again no good. The rebound this time is going to be knocked out of bounds. They say it went off of Jalen Holman. Out of bounds, it'll be Galesburg's ball.
It's the second block of the game by Sabrina Clay on that first three-point attempt by Schroyer.
So Katzenberger, who's been on the bench for most of this third quarter, comes back in. And going out is going to be Chastity Schroyer as Galesburg brings it back up court. Raina Gully now over the timeline, right side, far right wing. Got it to Clay, back up now to Florine, top of the key. Left side now to Casey Williams, gets a pick from Florine, drives the foul line, now backs back out again with a minute 20 to go third quarter. To Clay, now to Gully. Gully had it tipped away, but picks it up at center court on the high right wing. Back to Florine. Florine looks, now to Kelso. Kelso will drive the foul line, take the 15-footer, bingo. Kelso now with 7 points on the game. Back comes Geiser, but she's going to be fouled by Shaylee Florine as she drove in on the left side for the layup. That'll be Florine's second in the eighth team foul.
I don't know how active Geiser was coming into the game, but she's really done a good job of filling in for Best. She gets up and down the floor. She's made a couple of tough shots, so a real nice-looking player once she's gotten herself going.
She'll shoot two here. She's 1-for-2 from the line. She misses this one. Substitution for the Streaks is Casey Williams will go out. Lexi Daniels in, so it's Daniels, Florine, Clay, Gully, and Kelso for the Silver Streaks. 58.6 seconds to go. 52-42, Galesburg's biggest lead of the game at 10. Second one by Geiser. She missed them both. Rebound Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Outlet pass now to Gully. Back comes Raina Gully for Galesburg. Now to Florine outside. Right side Clay, not a Gully, looking for Florine in the lane. Here's Kelso with a three-pointer, no good. Rebound Florine, right back up, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called.
Well, good job by Florine getting the rebound to begin with.
They're going to get Geiser, I believe, on this foul. Her third, fifth team foul. Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket. Raina Gully will toss it in for the Streaks. 44 seconds to go, third quarter, 10-point lead. Kelso with the three-pointer, good. There it is, finally.
She's now hit one in every game this season.
55-42, Galesburg. Back on the attack now comes Freeport. Katzenberger gets bumped up top by Kelso. That'll be Haley Kelso's third foul, ninth team foul on the Streaks. and it'll send Mariah Katzenberger, the 5'10 junior, to the free throw line for the Lady Pretzels.
Just an interesting stat for you I just compiled. In the first game of the season, Haley Kelso was 5 of 13 from 3. In the four games plus tonight, since then, she is a total of 6 for 42.
Wow.
So after a hot start, she's really going cold from the stripe, or from the arc.
Well, it only takes one, and she just got that one, so... Katzenberger made the first. Here's the second one on the way, and this one's also good. She has 10 points in the game. 55-44 now in favor of Galesburg. Back on the attack come the Silver Streaks. Pressure in the backcourt. Casey Williams brings it up. Now
Love. Oh, nice move.
And as she moves back to the right side, as she deked the defender to center court and then came back right to Raina Gully. Gully drives out against Katzenberger. Now to Lexi Daniels, now to Williams. Williams with 12 seconds to go in the quarter to Gully. 9 seconds. Gully gets a pick right side, and we'll get a whistle up top.
And they're going to get a foul against Alexis McCabe. This will be the sixth foul on the Pretzels.
That's McCabe's third six-team foul. So Galesburg will have it out of bounds on the near side in the front court. Casey Williams will toss it in for Galesburg with 8.4 seconds to go. The Streak's up by 11. Comes in now to Kelso. She'll take the 17-footer, no good. Rebound, though, picked up by Clay. Now tipped out of bounds by Jalen Holman. And it'll be Galesburg's ball with 2.6 seconds to go. The Streaks with a chance to get one up here on a good inbounds pass. Raina Gully will throw it in. Looking. Now comes back out to Kelso into Clay. Turnaround jumper. No. And that's the end of the third quarter with a score. It's Galesburg 55 and Freeport 44. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We get them in the pool in an unweighted environment where they can, it's like a traction in the deep water.
Oftentimes, improper form or using too much weight for a particular lift can cause young athletes to experience injuries. Fortunately, Ron Smith, physical therapy assistant, can get them back in the game.
We just work on a lot of core strengthening, and then we do a lot of exercises with lower extremity in the pool, and then we can work onto the land-based therapy doing the same type of exercises.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Join me every weekday evening at 9 for the Jim Bohannon Show, right here on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg outscores Freeport 21-11 in the third quarter. It'll be Freeport's ball to start the fourth quarter of play. The Streak's up 55-44. Comes inbounds to Chastity Schroyer. Freeport comes on the attack right to left. Near side Katzenberger. Katzenberger drives the baseline against Williams. Now backs out beyond the three-point line. Got it up top to McCabe. McCabe in the foul in the lane. Puts it up no good. Rebound Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Raina Gully. Gully now will bring it up court against McCabe. Gully now to Florine. Now left side Casey Williams for Galesburg. Back up top now to Sabrina Clay. She got it to Gully. Bad pass. The ball was tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds, but they say it's off Freeport. It'll be Galesburg's ball at center court.
Yeah, lazy pass right there by Sabrina Clay. She got frustrated because her first pass attempt to Shaley got blocked, and so the subsequent one, she just tried to flip it over to Raina, not taking into account where the defensive player was. We have a
moisture on the court.
Moisture, yeah, the
Gary
ice.
Tissue is directing Cedric Jones, the Freeport coach, where the moisture is. And
the ice must be coming up.
Cedric Jones has a red towel that he is using with his right foot, and he is doing a heck of a job here in the Freeport front court. He's still going.
I'm sure the crew would love to have him after the game if he wants to stick around.
He's still going.
Tissue, all right, Coach.
Tissue's back in the front court.
We have another game after this one.
He's still going. So here we go. The Freeport fans give him a hand. This is his first year. He's been around. He's coached 25 years, including being a head coach at North Central University in Minnesota. thrown inbounds. We'll get a held ball on the inbounds as Sabrina Clay's down on the floor with Chastity Schroyer. It's going to be Freeport's ball, or no Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. So Casey Williams will come over and throw it in. Williams looking, streaks up by 11, comes into Raina Gully. Gully now. Go ahead, sorry.
Freeport's really jumped up the intensity here.
Yeah, defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Raina has it up top, now to Haley Kelso. Bounce pass, tried to get it into Florine, but it was kicked out of bounds by Mariah Katzenberger, so Williams will throw it in again in the front court.
Freeport's going to start gambling in the passing lane, Shim. The Streaks have got to do a better job with the basketball.
Comes into Raina Gully. She drives to Clay, hands the ball off. Clay will put it up and through. Sabrina Clay with 20 points. It's 57-44 Silver Streaks. 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. Now pressure in the backcourt, but they get it ahead to Alexis McCabe. She comes down here near side to Schroyer. Schroyer with a baseline jumper, yes. Chastity Schroyer, left baseline jumper, makes it 57-46, Streaks with the 11-point lead. Back comes Raina Gully for Galesburg, left to right. Now out to Florine, right side to Gully. Give and go now to Florine, wide open inside, up and through.
Good job by the Streaks right there, reversing that ball.
15 points now for Florine. Back on the attack now comes Schroyer. Underneath, here's a shot up to Sierra West, who's back into the game. Sierra Best will put it up and through, her first basket of the night, and it's 59-48. The Streaks back on the attack left to right. Now Casey Williams wanted to take the 15-footer from the foul line left, instead got it back out to Clay, not a Gully. Gully spins on the dribble to Florine, who sets it up top, looking to Kelso left side. Haley will take the three-pointer, in and out and in again.
There you go. You said all she needed to do was hit one. Now she's hit two of her last three.
13 points for Haley Kelso, 62-48, the 14-point lead, biggest of the night for the Streaks. Back comes Katzenberger for Freeport. She gets a pick, drives the paint, takes the 8-footer around and through. Mariah Katzenberger has 12. 62-50 Silver Streaks. Here comes Gully now to Florine. Shaylee at center court to Raina Gully. Gully now a bounce pass to Sabrina Clay. Clay got the ball over to Casey Williams. Williams now on the drive. She gets tied up and will get a held ball here as Williams was tied up by McCabe, and on the alternating possession, it'll go to Freeport.
Casey gets the dribble too far out in front of her when she's taking it down the lane. She's got to learn that she needs to keep that within her body so that she can protect the basketball better. Now Lexi Daniels in for Casey.
So Freeport comes back on the attack, is bringing it up as Ashley Simmons. Simmons right side to Katzenberger. Katzenberger will take the 16-footer over Florine, no good. Rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds. They say it went off Sabrina Clay of Galesburg. It'll be Freeport's ball. They trail by 12, 5:10 to go in this one. We'll have Galesburg boys and Peoria Notre Dame coming up next with Brad and Jim. Here's the 10-pointer no good by Neary, or 10-footer no good by Neary. The rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay, pulled out by Gully. Gully now will bring it back up. Gully drives all the way to the basket, takes the running jumper right baseline, no good. The rebound fought for in the lane and pulled off by Sierra Best. Best outlet to Simmons, and Simmons going to be tripped up by, I think, Florine at center court.
Well, initially, Sabrina Clay did a good job getting that rebound, but she kind of just held it there and let Best take it right out of her hands. Casey Williams ready to come back in the ball game. She's got to wait till after the first free throw is taken by Ashley Simmons.
10th team foul on Galesburg.
Super bonus.
Simmons at the line. Yes, Simmons at the line, and she makes the first one. 62-51. One more for Alexis McCabe. Here it is, and she missed it. Rebound Sabrina Clay. Outlet pass Raina Gully. Streaks come on the attack left to right. Gully now comes up court. She'll hold up. She's going to be picked up by Ashley Simmons. Got it to Clay. Now to Daniels. Daniels will drive all the way to the basket. Puts the shot up, but I think they'll get a foul on Neary here.
They are. They're going to get a foul on Neary. It'll be her second.
Seventh team foul.
He'll put, oh, they're not letting Lexi go to the line. I thought she was shooting, first of all, when she took it. Now they're going to put her in the line for the 1-1.
So Lexi Daniels, who's 2-for-2 from the free throw line this year, will go to the line and shoot the 1 in bonus. She has yet to score in the ballgame. The streak's up by 11. Here it is, and she missed it. The rebound on the floor is going to be picked up by Mariah Katzenberger of Freeport. She comes back down court, spins in the lane, turnaround jumper no good. Rebound Shaylee Florine for Galesburg. Florine brings it out herself, now ahead to Williams. Williams got tripped up at center, or just in the front court, by Schroyer, and Schroyer commits her fourth foul.
This will send Casey to the line. Casey, one of two in the game. She'll get one in the, potentially the bonus, as Haley Kelso back into the game. Lexi Daniels to the bench.
8 points for Williams. Her dad, Rob Williams, is related to Doug Collins. And, of course, Chris Collins last night at Northwestern taking it on the chin from UCLA. Free throw missed. Back on the attack comes Schroyer. Chastity Schroyer right side. She'll take the jumper inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound Raina Gully for Galesburg. Gully into the front court on the dribble, bothered by Katzenberger. Now almost threw it away, but Kelso picked it up for the streaks. Williams fakes the three left wing. Back out to Kelso with 3:55 to go in the ballgame. Galesburg up 62-51. Now Florine got it on the left wing to Kelso. Kelso drives the paint, takes a 10-footer, no good. The rebound underneath Fiona Neary for Freeport. Back come the Pretzels into the front court. This is Ashley Simmons. Near side, got it to Mariah Katzenberger. She'll drive inside, blocked by Florine. Picked up by Clay. Now Clay got it to Gully, and Raina will bring it back for the streaks, and she's going to slow it down. Gully into the front court. Now left side, Florine. Got it to Williams. Williams drives the paint, lost the ball, and it's picked up by Simmons. Simmons will bring it back for Freeport. Ahead on the right side to Katzenberger with 3:05 to go in the ballgame. Looks for Neary. Now Fiona Neary, the turnaround jumper over Florine. It's going to be good. 16 points for Neary. 62-53 as Freeport narrows it to single digits. Now stolen away by Simmons, but she's going to travel.
Yeah. She did a good job going to get that ball. Unfortunately for Freeport, when she got her hand on it, she tried to roll over to try to keep possession of it, and unfortunately that's going to be a turnover. Now she's going towards the bench, and she'll come out of this game. She looks a little hurt. McCabe into the game, and now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Massey. Looks like a full timeout.
Full timeout on the floor with 2:52 to go in the ballgame. Galesburg 62. And Freeport 53, you're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
2 minutes, 52 seconds to go in this one. 62-53. I said the boys would start at 8:15. It's going to be more like 8:45.
At this rate, 8:45 if they're lucky.
Yeah.
Because they'll still get 15 minutes of before. So they're looking at more like 9 o'clock by the time the game actually starts.
Well, Brad and Jim are ready to go. It'll be Peoria, Notre Dame. We see them down there in the northeast corner of the gym. Ready to come on the floor. Peoria, Notre Dame against the Streaks. So it'll be fun listening to that game tonight and watching it if you're here. If you're not here, listen to Brad and Jim. Galesburg's ball after the full timeout. And we'll get a foul called against Alexis McCabe, her fourth. That's a 19 foul against Freeport, and it's going to send Raina Gully to the free throw line. She's 1 for 2. She has 5 points in the game tonight for Galesburg.
Last year against the Streaks, Lexi McCabe didn't score a point, got one rebound. This year against the Streaks, she hasn't scored a point, and she has one rebound.
Gully misses it. The rebound, Fiona Neary for Freeport. Outlet pass now to Alexis McCabe. McCabe on the attack right to left. Bodies on the floor as the team scramble for position, and now we'll get a travel. Going to be called here against McCabe. So Galesburg will get it back.
Let's hope Coach Jones doesn't think he needs to wipe up the floor again.
He's got to come over here if he does it here. Here comes Raina Gully for the Streaks. They lead it by 9, 62-53. Left side, Casey Williams gets a pick from Florine. Drives the paint, now off to Clay. Back to Gully. Gully now very deliberate with the ball. The streaks run some clock to Kelso. Kelso stops at the foul line, pops it to Gully right side. And Gully will bring it leisurely out between the rings. Now to Florine. She goes left side, gives Kelso a pick. Now the give and go into Florine. She'll put it up no good. The rebound fought for, picked up by Neary. She'll hand the ball off to Chastity Schroyer. Schroyer hands it off to McCabe, and McCabe brings it back for the Pretzels. Now here's the drive to the hoop, put up no good by Alexis McCabe. The rebound fought for. Florine of Galesburg comes down with it with McCabe. We'll have a held ball, and it'll be Streak's ball in the alternating possession.
Well, good job right there by Shaylee to get that ball. She tried to keep it high. You almost would like to see her get it under her chin in kind of a triple threat position so that if McCabe was going to try to tie her up, she would have had to go through her.
Back on the attack now comes Kelso. Kelso all the way down. She'll stop at the inside the foul line, puts it up no good. The rebound controlled by Sierra Best of Freeport with a minute 40 to go. Freeport's got to get it up quickly. Now right side Schroyer will take the three-pointer in and out, no good. The rebound underneath Best. She's tied up by Gully, and we'll get a held ball here, and it'll be Freeport's ball.
Well, good job by Raina Gully to go tie her up on that because Best was in a good position to get an easy two.
Comes in now to McCabe. McCabe will drive the foul line, take the 8-foot running jumper, no good. Rebound Shaylee Florine. Now to Gully with a minute 25 to go in the fourth quarter. Gully gets some pressure from McCabe, now to Florine. Florine, left side Casey Williams. Williams drives, comes top of the key, now to Clay. Sabrina Clay hands it off to Raina Gully. They run a little weave outside the 3-point line. Left side Haley Kelso. Kelso looked at the three, instead goes to Clay, right side Casey Williams. Williams will drive all the way to the basket, puts a layup up, hit the bottom of the backboard. Rebound Clay back up, no good. And the rebound this time controlled by Katzenberger of Freeport. Ahead now to Schroyer, who put the layup up from the right side, no good. But the rebound Neary, turnaround jumper, good. Fiona Neary has 18, 62-55 now. Back comes Gully for the streaks on the attack left to right. She dribbles between three players, now to Williams. Bounce pass to Florine, and Florine's going to be fouled by Fiona Neary.
Well, Neary came and looked like got a clean block, but again, she swatted at the ball, and more times than not, that gets called for a foul.
Neary's third. Florine will go to the free throw line and shoot two. She has 15 on the game.
She has struggled mightily from the free throw line in this game, just 2 of 7.
The sophomore, 6-1, misses it.
2 of 8.
Boy, she's all messed up at the line from what she looked like against that in that Metamora game when she made 7 of 8.
Yeah, she needs to come in and just like shoot 200 and just get her form back.
Yeah. Second one on the way, and she hits it. Looked good there. 16 points for Florine. 63-55. 32 seconds to go. Here's Schroyer with a three-pointer right side. No good. Rebound Clay. Clay's going to be tied up, and we'll get a foul called here against Ashley Simmons.
15 rebounds now for Sabrina Clay.
What a game, huh?
Yeah, after getting an early three, Chastity Schroyer has missed now 8 in a row.
She's had good looks, too.
Yeah, 1 of 10 in the game.
20 points for Clay. She'll go to the line to shoot two here with 26.7 seconds to go in this one. Free throw's good. Well, you see Clay and Florine. Kelso gets hot. Williams. This team could do something by the end of the year. But they have a long way to go. Lots of improvements to make as Clay makes them both. She has 22 points. 65-55. Streaks back by 10. Schroyer breaks away. Drives the baseline. Puts it up no good. Rebound Best up no good. And the rebound Kelso. Kelso holds the ball in the backcourt. Hands it off to Raina Gully. Here come the Streaks with 12 seconds to go in the game. They lead it by 10. Kelso into the front court now. Gets away, has the ball tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Katzenberger. She'll come down, puts it up, good. That'll be it. The final score will read the Galesburg Silver Streaks winning their second game of the season. Galesburg 65 and Freeport 57. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.